Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, Julius Randle had 33 points and 8 rebounds, and the Knicks forced the Nets into the worst shooting performance in the NBA this season in a 94-82 victory. Brooklyn finished with just 26.9% from the field. Also yesterday, the Mavericks defeated the Spurs 102-98, the Jazz beat the Trailblazers 121-115, the Grizzlies topped the Thunder 110-97, the Pistons pounded the Wizards 132-102, and the Timberwolves knocked off the Kings in double overtime 105-104. In college football, Louisiana Tech pulled off the first shutout in the 44-game history of the Independence Bowl, blanking Miami 14-0. In the Quick Lane Bowl, Pittsburgh downed Eastern Michigan 34-30. In NFL news, Browns wide receiver Jarvis Landry has revealed the origin of his season-long hip pain. Landry says he was diagnosed with a fractured bone at the base of his spine at the start of the summer, which may require surgery. Despite this, Landry has played in all 15 games, leading the team with 81 receptions, 1,092 yards receiving, and 5 touchdown catches. He earned his 5th Pro Bowl selection in 6 seasons. In NHL news, Blackhawks defensemen Brent Seabrook and Calvin DeHaan are scheduled for season-ending right shoulder surgeries today. And in other news, gymnast Simone Biles is the 2019 AP Female Athlete of the Year. She is the first gymnast to win the award twice and the first to do it in a non-Olympic year. Biles was named the Athlete of the Year in 2016 after winning 4 gold medals at the Rio Olympics. I'm Jesse King.